Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So as I went back into the courtroom, the hearing had just begun again. The judge was back on the bench, and she was pressing the prosecution on this investigation and the four corners of the plea agreement. One of the prosecutors said that the investigation was very much ongoing, and that she asked him, well, what is not covered in the plea agreement if you were leaving the possibility for there being other future charges? So then the judge said, would this include a possible FARA charge that's not registering as a foreign agent? The prosecutor said, no, the deal would not include that. It was at that point that she has said to the prosecution, if you are not good, if you can charge that, then what does this mean? And the prosecutors, she asked Hunter Biden's attorneys about that, and he said, well, then there's no deal. And the prosecutor said, then there is no deal. So Biden's team said that the plea agreement, as far as they understood it, was now null and void. They were moving ahead to talk about what the next steps would be in this case. So as of right now, the deal appears to be dead and off the table.
The deal is dead. Deader than disco, Hunter's plea deal. And you know what it took to do it? They figured out they're not going to be able to get rid of that FARA stuff, which is they didn't register as foreign agents. Now, they've already got Gal Luft, the guy who's a whistleblower, who tried to be the original whistleblower for the Biden family. That's what they're getting him on. And Hunter wanted to think that he was going to skate that, but he didn't. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You know what's worse than that? Hunter never should have gotten the plea deal. This isn't about statute of limitations. This guy has been crooked, and I don't know what his statute of limitations were for going back 5 years, but you don't have to go back 5 years. Go back 2 years. Hunter Biden is guilty, and now that the cake is about to hit the fan, he just split his pants.
Oh, we're going to back out of it, man, if it doesn't include everything, because I'm the president's kid. So what? You're a bunch of crackheads out there. You don't know what you...
Oh, wait a minute. That's me. Anyway, boy, what a turn of events. And here's the interesting part. It never should have gotten there. And even when they did get there, you know what the controversy was? The Biden family, or Hunter Biden's legal team, did exactly what you'd expect them to do.
Listen, we're calling on behalf of the Republican Party, and we'd like to know what the status is of this case, blah, blah, blah.
They literally called and lied, misrepresented themselves, so that they could get, I don't know the details of it, but it was apparently to get them to throw out elements of the thing for the, you know, for the judge to make a hearing on. And so there was already that controversy. Now, I don't know whether Hunter said, you know what, if I stir up this second set of controversy, it'll negate the first, because that's what Democrats do. They will throw some other stuff in the mix so you, I don't know which way to go. So they didn't know how to react. I don't know, boy. Interesting thing to be looking at. The plea deal. Look, do we want to go into the art stuff right now, or do we have a couple more clips to play? Me and my producers, we'll work it out. You boys better get on the stick. Well, before we get any more clips, here's what I will tell you. I took a Google snapshot. Okay, one of my producers took a Google snapshot, and here's what it said. Judge threatens to sanction Hunter Biden's lawyers after legal dispute with GOP. That was CNN, but this is all on Google. Fox News, Hunter Biden's counsel faces possible sanctions after accusations of lying in the criminal case. Another Fox News, Hunter Biden to appear in federal court in her plea out of years-long federal probe. Next one, Washington Post opinion. This is the one that caught my eye the most. The Hunter Biden judge should blow the whole, should blow the whistle on a cushy plea deal. That was a Washington Post. That was an opinion piece. I didn't read it. I don't click on WAPO stuff. But somebody, the Washington Post allowed somebody to write some dirty about Hunter Biden. See, folks, when I look at this stuff, I look at where is the crack? Where is the chink in the armor? And that's where it is. And I've warned you. I've told you to look out for this. look out for the first Democrat who comes along and says, you know what? Those Bidens. Now, I'm watching. I'm being very vigilant about, you know, what I'm following and who's doing what. Even Karine Jean-Pierre and others, because I want to know how these people behave. I want to know, you know, that's what helps you connect the dots, is when you pay attention, not to what they say, but what they're doing and who they said it to. There's a lot of nuance to interpreting this political stuff, as you realize, because you come here to listen to the program. I'll give you an example. I'm not going to play this clip now. We'll play it a little bit later. But there's a guy, I forget his name, Clay something. And he's on Fox. He says, no, the reason why Joe Biden did what he did was he got passed over in 2016 for Hillary. And he knew then he needed to feather his nest. And I'm happy that he has that theory. And Tommy Lahren, when he played his clip, you'll see she agrees. But not the case. The case is what I said before. Joe Biden saw 2016, a little bit leading up to this, as the time that he better start to feather his nest, because he didn't know what the future was going to hold. He knew he wasn't going to be president. They'd already ordained Hillary. It wasn't one of these deals where they passed him over. He wasn't even considered. At that point, Hillary Clinton was considered the de facto best candidate. And I want you to understand where the Democrats find themselves right now. If Joe Biden goes away, Kamala Harris will become president. I already told you that's going to happen. So when that happens, now you've got a turf battle. Because Kamala Harris, if I were her, I would use it as leverage. But whether she does or she doesn't, she's not going to be able to run. But I want you to understand, they're going to get rid of the sitting fake president. They're going to then have to shoehorn in somebody they really didn't want. And who's waiting in the wings? One of the most radical governors in history, political history. And the only way he can win is if he cheats, if they allow him to cheat. Which, as we all know, is the plan. But I'm just saying, you got to be smiling right about now, don't you, conservatives? You know, we're always talking about, we're not going to get him. This is going to happen. Even this Hunter plea deal. We're all sitting there going, this Hunter plea deal sucks. Nobody else could get this kind of a deal. They slow walked it, yada, yada, yada. And now it gets tossed. Now, they can put whatever spin they want on it. But here's what I will bet you. I will bet you it was going to get tossed anyway. For all the reasons I just described. What I love is the Democrats are going to have to come to a new reality. And it's not a good reality.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you guys missed it, I told you my theory about what's going to happen. I said, there's got to be a scapegoat. Leftists have a scapegoat farm. And periodically they go out there and they go, okay, we'll take that one and that one, and they bring them in. And this is where we are, the scapegoats. And I told you that what's going to happen is they got to make a decision. Which Biden is it going to be? Because it can't be the elitists. It can't be the Democrats. It can't be leftism. It has to be somebody. And you want to talk about your nobody's too big to, what do they call it, into, you know, nobody's above the law. Well, here's what I can guarantee you. Nobody's above leftism. Nobody. Not Joe Biden, not certainly not Hunter. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So you've got this situation brewing, and you can start to see it. I'm telling you right now, you can see it. People are going, well, it still doesn't connect Joe. It still doesn't connect Joe Biden. Okay. It doesn't connect Joe. when it does. So we're going to spend this hour talking about how it does connect, Joe, and what the Democrats are doing, the interesting way they're trying to keep Joe out of it, even though the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. It's enormous. So right now, here's a CNN panel talking about impeachment, and they're, I don't know who the guy is, but he's almost like incredible. It's incredible to him that Joe Biden could even be brought up in the why are you talking about impeachment for Joe? Now, Hunter, that's a different deal. Now, this is in contrast to what almost every one of these leftist pundits was saying less than, 2 years ago? It was, Hunter's a good guy. Oh, there's nothing there. There's no there. Joe hadn't talked to anybody, you know, et cetera. How are you going to downplay that? But anyway, here's a clip.
It's not a legal question. It's a political question. But what did you make hearing Kevin McCarthy?
Well, this is the power of the majority. This is why elections matter. If you control Congress, you can open an impeachment inquiry. Speaking of there not being a smoking gun, in any case, I've still not seen a smoking gun on this case. I think there are legitimate questions about where Hunter Biden was getting his money from. Clearly, he was only getting his money because his last name was Biden. But what's been missing is that definitive link
to the president,
to his father. And, you know, I think it's an interesting political question. You both are the political experts, but how does that play to open an impeachment inquiry?
All I can say is, wow! Not a legal question, a political question. In fact, you know what this is being called? A witch hunt. A political shakedown of the Biden family. Now look at the people who are calling it that. What did they do to Trump? Holy crap. Two different impeachment hearings that failed. And what were they? Political shakedowns for nothing. Trump made a comment to Putin and said, I hope you release Hillary's 30,000 emails. Oh, he's impeachable. He's working with the Russians. And then who was working with the Russians? Hillary Clinton. Trump had a conversation with Zelensky and he said, you need to look into this stuff on the Bidens. And oh my gosh, we got to impeach him. Who's in collusion? Who's working with the Ukrainians? What did Trump do that was wrong? Absolutely nothing. Everything was validated. So two impeachment hearings that were failures, and in both cases, Trump was right. Hillary Clinton started the mess, lied about it. Hunter, Team Biden started the mess, and now they're lying about it. So, but they say it's not a legal question, it's a political question. This is just a witch hunt. And I love how he goes, there's no smoking gun here. He goes, it's legit to ask questions. It's okay, look, let's not let him stop asking questions, but it's legit. But there's no smoking gun. There's nothing that connects Joe Biden to his son. The fact that Joe Biden said, I never talked to my son about business, and now we've learned that over 200 times he's talked to his son about business, and he's been put on speakerphone to essentially validate whatever his son is saying. We have his son in his own words saying, I got to give dad money, half my income. Hopefully you don't have to. We have people in hidden correspondence, in secretive correspondence saying that we got to put this aside for the big guy. I know, Kevin, none of that is Biden's name on it. So I know. And here's what else we've got. We've got bank accounts that are leaked that have to do with shell corporations that are going to end up in Joe Biden's bank account. I'm anxious to see how they get out of this one. And see, Joe, who says he's got all these book deals, that's how he got his money, speeches and book deals. Well, here's what I know. Speeches and book deals don't have to be routed through 20 different foreign entities, LLCs, set up where a person is on record as to saying, I paid the Bidens $5 million each, but we ran it through enough LLCs, through enough shell corporations, it'll take them years to figure it out, if they ever do. Because they always underestimate us, right? They underestimate our ability to, like, we can't figure out that at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning on election night or the next morning that the Democrats all got together and colluded and stole an election. I know, hard to believe that we're too stupid to understand that. Or in their case, you're too stupid. You believe that because you're stupid, right, people? Or maybe you believe it because you know it to be true. Yeah. Like this 18-year-old kid with LeBron's son, we'll talk more about him in a bit, but falling out from a heart attack. That Tory girl, the girl that won Grammys, in critical condition. What? Blood clots? And, you know, they said Elon Musk got grief because he dared to say, I bet you money that LeBron James' son Bronny was vaccinated, because that's why 18-year-olds have heart attacks. But I know, quote, folks, because the left will tell you fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. The guy goes on to say this in that clip. Clearly, Hunter Biden got his money on his last name. Now, what does that tell you? He has jettisoned. Hey, Hunter, how's it feel under the bus? Is there a lot of room there? Wow. He threw Hunter under the bus. And there's a reason why. This complicit media is trying to cover for Joe Biden. They're covering for him because they're all in. You know, that's a poker term. I'm not saying they're all in. I'm saying like they figuratively, you know, literally. I'm saying they push their chips all in. They must support this lie, continue to support it, because it looks bad for them. He got his money with under his last name. But there's no link to his father. What they're saying is there's a link to his father, that he used his father. But there's nothing that shows that Joe Biden did anything to help his son Hunter. No. Forget that interview he did, that thing meeting he had over in Ukraine where he says, I told him, I'll take that $1 billion and go home. Forget that. Forget the billions that he's now giving to Ukraine to keep his little secret, dirty little secret. Because they got a couple $100 billion of American money and munitions, so no harm, no foul. But no, there's no connection. When we come back in this next segment, I'm going to play this clip from Fox News. It's Martha McCallum. She's got Tommy Lahren and another guy on there, Juan Williams. And I want you to hear Juan Williams do two things. One, throw Hunter under the bus, and two, give excuses for Joe Biden.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Kremrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my gosh, it's a good day for being conservative. It's a good day to not be a leftist. Oh, it's a good day. It's a good day to sing a song. Sing a song. Oh my goodness. What the world knows is that Biden's impeachment and conviction on high crimes and misdemeanors is long overdue. The entirety of America knows that he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And now the left has to figure out, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of it with as little damage as possible, taking as little shrapnel from when this bomb explodes and it's nuclear? And I know how they plan to do it. I've already talked about it, folks. I mentioned they got to throw somebody under the bus, and it's going to be little Hunter. No question about it. Now, Joe's not going to like it, but he's going to have to accept it. But it won't be long before it's his turn to get fitted for his spot under the bus. I said, watch for Democrats saying impeachment, particularly the first politician. Now, I know there are people out there going, Kevin, Robert Kennedy Jr. said it already. Yeah, but I mean, he's already been ostracized. I'm saying, when one more, and God forbid it's a black Democrat that utters the word impeachment, they won't do it. It won't be one of them. But I'm saying, if it were. But it could be anywhere. It could be some obscure Democrat from California, Mississippi, whatever. If they go, you know what? We're at a point now where Joe Biden, I'll tell you what, he's becoming a liability to the party, blah, blah, blah. It's over. I want to play. There's a clip that Martha McCallum did where she had Tommy Lahren on. I want to dissect this clip because it's got so many powerful elements to it. And mostly what it has is what I told you. Juan Williams is protection of Joe Biden. But in protecting Joe Biden, they got old Hunter out there flailing in the wind. And Hunter's not dumb. He's a crackhead. And he's done some stupid things. But like that clip when he says, my dad, the New York Times is calling, and, you know, I was in business with the Chinese spy. And he just starts letting it all hang out. What he's saying is, I'll bury everybody. You're not getting away with this. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So here's the clip of them playing, of the on Fox News. And Fox, by the way, is one of the only networks really covering this, even though CNN has had a little bit of it, MSNBC a little bit, but they're not in full-blown mode of, uh-oh, we're in trouble, but it's coming. And it's coming faster than you think. We're in July. We're about to enter August. I'm going to make you a bet. Before the end of September, this will be a full-blown Category 5 hurricane. DEFCON 1, whatever the worst of any situation can be, 10 on the Fujita scale? Not the Fujita scale. Earthquake. You know what I mean? A 10. It'll be all those combined. Nuclear Armageddon for the Democrats. And they are trying to plan. They are getting with the every element of their crooked nature. They got the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They're digging up dirt on people. They want the whistleblowers gone. They want you gone. They want everybody intimidated. They're looking to introduce a new virus. They want it all to happen because they need it, and they're going to need it. Here's a clip.
Why would then Vice President Joe Biden allow Hunter to put him on speakerphone with Ukrainian and Moscow power players if what we expect to hear from Devin Archer turns out to be the case? Outkick founders Clay Travis floats this theory that Biden thought his political career was over at that point when Obama backed Hillary in 2016 and that it was time to make some money before his cachet wore off.
So near the end of his tenure as vice president, he started to behave recklessly and he started to take money and he started to listen to Hunter. And then Trump wins in 16 and suddenly he says, wait a minute, there's an opportunity for me to run in 2020 and potentially be the nominee. And they immediately tried to start covering up.
With that, let's bring in Tommy Lahren, host of Tommy Lahren is Fearless on Outkick and a Fox News contributor, and Juan Williams, Fox News senior political analyst. Great to have both of you with us today. Tommy, what do you think about Clay's theory there?
Well, I think Clay is 100% correct in that, and I think it makes sense if you look at this realistically. You know, Joe might actually have beaten Donald Trump in 2016, but he was told to sit down because it was Hillary Clinton's chance. And
okay, I'm going to stop it there because that's just silly. Joe Biden couldn't beat. If Joe Biden had run in 2016, he would have lost just like Hillary because they would have underestimated the algorithm. They passed over Joe because they knew that Joe was damaged goods. And the other side of this is that, oh, you would think that he was like, oh, well, I'm done in 2016. No, he already started this years before. He started in 2014. Now, you could argue, well, he didn't think he was going to have a career after that. I don't know whether he did or he didn't. I mean, he's egotistical enough to believe he could. I mean, the dude's 80-something and thinks he's going to have a second term in the fraudulent seat that he currently has. So, but I don't think Joe Biden ever thought of himself as I'm outside of the, you know, Hillary was a better candidate than me, but, you know, he never believes any of that stuff. That's just him, you know, placating people. So I don't think Joe Biden thought my career's over. I think what my theory is correct. And I'm not playing one against the other. I just truly believe this. I think Joe Biden said, I've been watching these guys do this. This particular phase of my political career is over. I don't know what's going to happen. But regardless, it doesn't matter. I'm feathering my nest whether I run for president or I don't run for president again, whether I'm a senator again, or who cares? I'm tired of watching other people get rich. That's what happened. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, that does kind of lean into Trey's deal. No, it doesn't. He's saying Joe Biden thought, I got no other prospects. It's over. They picked Hillary over me. He didn't. I'm going to give you a little bit of possibility there. But Joe Biden didn't count himself out. I just know that. Joe Biden's got too much ego to go. He looked at it as, well, it was Hillary's turn. If I want to run, I'll run. You know, we'll see. You know, whatever. I'll talk to the people. Yeah, the people know Joe Biden. I got to get a better Biden voice. But you know what I'm saying. And let me play more of this clip because it gets better.
You know, Juan, it's interesting. My mind goes back to this email, which was published in the Post in January of 2019 that came from the laptop. And I think about this when I look at all of these different business dealings and all these different banks that the money was going to that they have tracked down. And in it, Hunter Biden is texting his daughter, Naomi. And he says to her, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Juan, I don't know that this was a new situation. I mean, it sounds like Hunter had been doing this for a very long time to provide for the family with Joe Biden's help in some of these situations, it appears.
Okay, so we've shifted gears. Tommy Lahren, by the way, went on to talk a little bit more about the whole situation and yeah, I disagree with her and Clay, what's his face, but in essentially saying that Joe Biden was concerned about not being able to being electable and a host of other things, but neither here nor there. So they've shifted gears now, and Martha McCallum is saying Hunter has sort of put his father on blast with what he said about how he had to give half to the family. And now Juan Williams has to respond. And this, to me, is where this gets the most interesting. Because, and I want you to hear, and I don't want to give you any clues on what I think, but I'm curious to what you think about it. And here's part of Juan's response. It's in two different clips.
I don't know. I mean, this is all speculation. This is all conspiracy theory. We don't know that. What we do know is that he was a drug addict and, sort of a despicable personal character. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. I do know that we've had months and months of congressional hearings led by Republicans that have produced no evidence.
Wow. Welcome back. All speculation. Conspiracy theory. But then what does he do? Juan Williams said, well, you know, Hunter's a drug addict and he's a horrible person. We don't know what to believe because that guy's a drug addict and he's a terror. I'm not going to say I told you so, but here's what I did. I told you so. I said, watch when they start turning on Hunter. It's going to be a big sign. It's all, everybody's now, it was both of them together for quite a while. Now it's strictly Joe Biden. He described Joe Biden's son as a drug addict, not to be relied on with anything that he says. Uh-oh, we'll play the rest when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
At this point, it looks like it's intended to simply deflect and distract from the fact that President Trump has been indicted and may be indicted again very soon.
There you have it, folks. Juan Williams doing exactly what you would expect a leftist to do. This is a deflection from Trump and his pending indictments. I mean, definitely, you know, he may be indicted soon. This has nothing to do with Joe Biden. And now, by the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Martha McCallum comes back in and says, whoa, 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 hang on a second, Juan. We're not going to let you get away with that. And I want to play that because she... And I'm not going to say this is one of the first times Fox has done this, but this is where it's finally getting to where the media is going, okay, hang on, we're not letting you get away with the lies.
I don't know how you can say that there is no evidence. When you look, we put a huge list up moments ago. You have this 1023, which is evidence from a confidential human source that there was a bribery scheme, okay? You have to chase that down. We know that the Pittsburgh office of the FBI was in the process of doing that, and that they felt like some of that was being substantiated when the whole thing went down. We don't know that there have been thorough investigations in these situations, because the 1023, we were told, didn't exist until it finally came forward. Then you've got Comer, who's been digging into all of these different bank accounts, and in one of those pieces of evidence it says, well, they'll never find the $5 million we gave to one Biden and $5 million we gave to another, because they have this very intricate setup of all these bank accounts, which was substantiated by where the money was going when they tracked down, you know, following the money is one of the best ways to get evidence. So I think it's a bit of a stretch on your part to suggest that there isn't any evidence here, that there aren't numbers here. There's a lot of explaining that the Bidens have to do.
Welcome back, everybody. So good for Martha McCallum. She calls out Juan Williams and she reads off a litany of things that we all know about, that you just keep connecting the dots, the dot, the dot, the dot, the dot. And you say to yourself, look, if you're not recognizing what we see here, you're either obtuse or you're part of the cabal. You're part of the system. And Juan's like, no, no, no. Let me explain. Let me explain. So he wants to get in a word in edgewise, and it gets even worse for the left. Let's play that part of the clip.
Well, let me respond to you. That 1023 comes from secondhand information from a source, right? Secondhand. So it's not firsthand. And secondly, what you get is it was never, ever proven out by, because it was reviewed by the Trump Justice Department, and you have the Trump-appointed head of the FBI looking at it. They came to the conclusion there was nothing there.
No, that's not
and
true.
The idea
no,
that
sorry,
Ben Comer said,
accurate.
Oh, I want
that's
to open
accurate.
This to the public because it feeds the speculation.
I love it with Martin McCallum. That's not true. It's just that because that's not what hosts normally do. They usually let you talk. You get to demagogue. And look, folks, we can talk about Fox News as if they're some purveyors of conservatism. They're not. You know, Martha's a nice lady. I'm not telling you that she's, you know, not conservative. I'm just saying they normally just let you finish and then they disagree, you know, nicely or whatever else. She's interrupting this guy because he's completely off base. The 1023, he says, is secondhand information from a bona fide, qualified, paid FBI source that they hold in high esteem. Not like the Christopher Steele BS that they got sold the bill of goods on. And he says, they've never proven anything. And I love this part, because they got to come back to Trump. The Trump DOJ, the Trump FBI. You mean that crooked DOJ and FBI that was orchestrated in, that we're now fighting against? When was it ever Trump's? It was during his administration, but when was it his? Even Barr was a Bush guy. It gets better. Trust me. Here's the rest.
That really is a political agenda.
I can't let you say something that's not true. The investigation, we know, Bill Barr said they looked at it. They wanted to pursue it. They sent it to the Pennsylvania office that had some jurisdiction over this investigation. And, you know, there are reports now that they were finding that it was credible, that they were in the middle of it. It wasn't put to bed at all. And I want to get Tommy back in here. But, you know, this question of, I'm shocked, actually, Juan, because you have a long history of being a good analyst, that you don't want to know more about what's going on here.
I love how she ended that piece of it. She says, I'm shocked. And here's the thing. I know Martha McCallum very well from my days at Fox. That's not her style. She's on air. She knows, you know, what she's... I mean, I'm not telling you she's doing this for ratings. I think she's genuinely going, one, I know you're a lefty, but I also know you to be reasonable. And she says that she, and again, she connects the dots. There's credible information here, and I'm shocked that you're not seeing it. Now, Tommy Lahren actually comes in and says, and before I get into Tommy Lahren's part, Juan wants you to believe that he's being objective. Yet every time he has a chance to talk, it's always about Trump. It's never about the information. He denies what's in his face. I got to give Tommy Lahren credit here. She really laid into Juan in a very good way. I like when people give good interviews where I say to myself, as a consumer of the information, we gave more than we got. In other words, we won this battle. And it didn't have to be two against one. Juan was killing himself. But it didn't hurt that Tommy really had her facts straight, and she delivered. So here she is.
Just because you don't want to acknowledge the piles of evidence that we are literally tripping over doesn't mean that evidence doesn't exist. And I think this is a great gaslighting campaign by Democrats, liberals, and the DNC. They did the same thing with Hillary Clinton. Unfortunately, it didn't work out so well, trying to pretend that the emails weren't a big deal and Benghazi wasn't a big deal. I mean, this is a huge deflection campaign. And then every time they just pivot to the whataboutisms of Donald Trump. Guess what? Trump was impeached, as you said earlier, Martha, for essentially a phone call. So there is so much evidence here, including WhatsApp messages, voicemails, you've got business associates, you have whistleblowers. At some point, the Democrats are going to have to face the music. This is your guy. There's scandals left, right, and center. You're going to have to address it, or maybe you tell him not to run in 2024, and then we can move on. But if he's going to be our presidential candidate in 2024, you got to face the music here, Juan.
Just in closing, there are two business partners, Tony Bobulinski and Devin Archer, who are expected to testify. One already did, and one is that Joe Biden knew about these business deals, that he was in the loop on them. You've got two IRS agents who say we had so much here, and for some reason it all went poof. They made it disappear. And you have this confidential human source. So you've got five different people who are pointing in the same direction here, Juan. So I think to say that there's not evidence is, you know, it just doesn't add up.
Welcome back, folks. So Martha admonishes Juan Williams one more time, connects all the dots for him, but Juan still didn't have enough. He had to have one further comment, and here's what I want you to remember. I've already given you the code words, the dog whistles that the left use when they want to make a point and they have no real point. See if you catch it, okay?
I mean, you look at the professionals. Again, David Weiss, the prosecutor in Delaware, Trump appointee, has looked at all that we know about and said, let's have a plea deal here on two misdemeanor charges. Those are hard facts, Martha.
Lucky for Juan, that was the end of this segment. Because what Juan Williams wants you to believe is that David Weiss gave Hunter Biden a pass. These were misdemeanor charges when one, he didn't pay taxes on, his tax debt was over $1 million, $1.2 million over two tax years, and he just forgot to do it. And oh, let's not forget what he, that's just part that they know about. What they didn't talk about is Hunter Biden paying for prostitutes, airline tickets, memberships to sex clubs, etc., and using the corporate finances to do that, which is a whole other set of charges. So in other words, what they're saying is letting Hunter get away with those crimes, he owed $1.2 million. But what did he really owe? And oh, let's not forget the bigger picture here, folks. The bigger picture is there's a lot more money that Hunter hasn't declared. And if I'd been pressing Juan, I would have said, Juan, do you think if Hunter's willing to hide 1.2, whatever the taxes were for him to have to pay $1.2 million, that he might be willing to hide that first $5 million that he got that ran through the multiple shell companies, that he might be willing to hide what people are now speculating is upwards of $30, $40 million? What do you think? For Juan Williams to go on there and say that was incredible. And what was interesting is I think he caught himself and kind of tried to come back and protect by saying Dave Weiss looked into it. But let's remember what Juan Williams said initially.
This is all speculation. This is all conspiracy theory. We don't know. What we do know is that he was a drug addict and a sort of a despicable personal character. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe.
Oh, boy. So now, how do we know what to trust about Hunter? Well, if you can't trust Hunter, then I guess maybe you can't even trust his partners either, right?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.